Coach Sharn, after a 3-2 loss to GTRA in the regular season, I'm sure you weren't counting on it being this easy, but your offense, they really sprung to life in this game.
Yeah, we got to give our offense credit here, first of all, tonight. Getting the two out hits was a big thing for us in a couple of those innings and so forth, and keeping things going. And putting the ball in play in situations, that's the best thing we could do for the situation.
Yeah, a 9-run third inning in which you sent 13 batters to the plate. That really broke it open, and then you finish it off in the fourth. Of course, you had some inexperienced players stepping in this year with those that you graduated last year. The offense, some of the team numbers, maybe not what you would like at season's end, but as it's gone along, have you been more happy about the team offensively and their ability to put it in play and so forth?
Yeah, we have. As of the second half of the season, we did a lot better job putting the ball in play. We got a lot of freshmen, sophomores out there, first-time varsity players, and you know, we know our pitching's very solid. Okay, we can stay in a lot of ball games because of our pitching and so forth, but we just got to score more runs for those guys to not make the perfect pitch every night out. So,
Cash Busey, your thoughts on him? He wound up striking out 8 and got in a little trouble early on, a walk and then a single given up, but struck out the side, wound up striking out 5 in a row, and bases loaded in the third inning, but Cash able to get out of that too.
Yeah, I think the first inning was key for Cash there. You know, the first guy walked and got a base hit on the first pitch after that, and after that he bared down and showed why he's out there, basically. He's a senior. He stepped up for us and struck the next three guys out, and that was huge for us at that point. The third inning wasn't all his fault. There's a couple ground balls that I thought should have been fielded by our guys, and, you know, we got to make those plays against, you know, the good teams and so forth. So hopefully down the road here we can make those plays for our pitchers and we can continue on.
Well, you'll see what happens in the next game. Alterelia, they'll be the favorite against Manson Northwest Webster, and they took it to you in regular season play. But with the pitching you have, Mac will be ready to go the next game. Got to think that you can stay in any game against any team.
Well, I think we can. You know, that's the thing. We just got to make the plays behind our guys, and that's been the key all year. The games we've got beat soundly by Alto really the last two times. We just didn't make plays behind our kids, you know, and our pitchers are making the pitches, and we get ground balls, and we got to make sure we make those plays behind them.
Coach, thanks for stopping up. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. Sioux Central wins it over Gretchen Terrell, Ruthen Ayrshire, 15-0.